about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right. Enough with the formalities. I think we all know what time it is. Let's hustle!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Yeah. 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 What's up? It's Beer Mug. The phlegm in my throat makes my voice sound deep. Phlegm. Natural bass. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner.
And now.
Panda Panda. Panda Panda. Panda Panda. Panda.
Our feature presentation.
If you wrote for Jeopardy, you would do that every day, right?
That'd be every category.
Every
yeah.
day. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 21st of August.
When's your boyfriend James coming back on? They're going to be doing some sort of tournament of champions, aren't they, Allie?
They sure will. And it is closed to the public.
Oh.
Yeah. Only family and friends will be able to go to those
Don't
tapings.
Don't you count, though, sort of, a friend?
I do not, unfortunately, but I think it's a good idea after things were leaked last time.
Yes, no kidding. But we'll be able to see it on TV, right?
Oh, no. just friends and family
friends
watch
and
it.
Friends and family, yeah. You get a code, you got to type it in your TV.
Because that's really what I was asking is when can we see it? When will it happen? When will we see him going up against Ken Jennings, which is the match that we all desire?
It's a death match.
Right, yeah. Right. Not for a while.
Probably they'll wait till the fall, September or October or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kids, how self-conscious are you when you are taking a selfie when there are other people around?
I try not to do that.
I would say quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because you, why? Well, I think I know why I feel self-conscious about it. Kevin, why do you feel self-conscious?
I mean, there's other people around. They don't probably want to be in your picture. You're probably stopping them from making any prop where they're walking or whatever.
Kevin's always holding up the peace sign with a big smile.
Right.
It just seems like you're in the way.
But how about if you're sitting like you're sitting at a dining room table or something like that? You're at a restaurant. You're at a table. You know, you're not in anybody's way. You're just taking a selfie.
I mean, I don't take a lot of dining room selfies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about you, Allie? You prefer your selfies in private?
I don't take a lot of selfies. Rarely, if any. And it's because it's embarrassing. You're like smiling at a camera, posing by yourself, trying to find a good angle. That's embarrassing.
I feel like it is too, but clearly there are millions of selfies being taken every single day, and people don't seem to mind that. This story that and photo that went viral, video actually that went viral this week, has really, I'm having trouble wrapping my head around it, because I'm sure you saw this woman on the J train over the weekend. Her name is Jess George. She is, I want to say, 23 years old. She's on her way back for lunch with friends on Saturday, and she realizes that she's the only person on the subway train. So she decides she's feeling herself, and it's a great photo opportunity. So she rests her phone up against her handbag, sets the timer, and starts posing for selfies like her life depended on it. So at the next stop, people get on the train, and she decides to keep taking pictures.
Right.
She says it was very spontaneous. By the way, she had 200 Twitter followers at the time. So there's somebody else on the train named Ben Yar who took a one-minute video of her putting in work. And she is just at a photo shoot. I mean, she's doing the angles and doing the hair and doing the looks and the whole deal. And every time she just reaches down and hits that button again and takes another picture. And this goes on. We don't know how long it went on for. The video is a minute of her doing it. So he puts it up online. And the next thing you know, it has over 30,000 retweets. She has now over 20,000 followers.
I am nothing without my following.
The man who shot the video told the Huffington Post he thought it was pretty incredible that someone would be so shameless and also awesome that she was feeling herself so hard. Now that's a reaction, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is she awesome?
I mean, that's the other thing is that none of us take a photo shoot. If we take a selfie, you go, I got two. I'll pick one.
And, like, if I ever take a selfie, it's to send it to Danielle where it's like me in front of a license plate that says like butt lover or something. Sure. You know what I mean? Like if right. I see something that's funny that
you're
I wanted
romantic.
To see. Yeah.
For the large part, people on Twitter seem to feel the same way, lauding her confidence and praising the way she braved bacteria, which I thought was really funny because she's grabbing onto the poles on the subway. One Twitter follower said, to have the confidence to do this in front of others is powerful. I could never. And I think that's the key to why people responded to this so well, is because they see how confident she is to be able to do that in front of people and not feel shame about it, which I guess is something we should applaud, right?
Sure.
Or no.
Would I click the follow button? Like, I'm going to need to see her tweets for the rest of my time here on the Twitter.com.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, you're going to need to hear her election season views soon.
But guys, she's an attractive 23-year-old in a black dress.
Right.
Says the guy who probably followed her.
No. Peppa Pig Stan account writes, honestly, she is my new...
Sorry, what? You started that one again. I wasn't fully listening.
Peppa Pig Stan account. And I care what she says. Says, honestly, she is my new queen. I worship her and only her.
No, she also worships Peppa Pig. She's a Peppa Pig Stan.
Apparently so.
All right.
Sarah says she gives zero F's. She's serving. So again, people are really like really into this chick who's taking selfies on a train. I don't know. I'm just so surprised by that reaction because I think most of us would be embarrassed for her that she seems so unaware how unimportant what she's doing is.
I mean, if she was aware of what was going on and she did really have a healthy self-image, okay, I guess.
That's apparently what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has responded to the reaction. She says, it has been absolutely surreal. I love the positive feedback and can't emphasize enough how greatly appreciative I am for everybody's words. I hope that we can all uplift one another as many have done for me and continue to spread kindness.
I'm worthless. I bring nothing to the table.
She must be hot.
Zero.
Though.
Oh, no, she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of it.
It's summer. What? The DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness. After you get out of the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, so there you go. So, Muggs, we need you on a train somewhere taking selfies.
Okay. A train somewhere. All right.
No, I'm just trying to get Muggs at a train.
I don't care
what he does.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Do you ever think you might have too much time in your hands, girls?
What's up with Craig Kilborn?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
What happened to him?
He's on Instagram, and I watched every video
yesterday.
What was
the last thing we all saw him do?
Probably like Old School. Right?
Old School?
Yeah, you would think. Or when the show ends. He did like a quick syndicated attempt at a talk show, but no one saw it.
No one saw it, yeah. I think Old School for most of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We also were going to do You Called 911 for a Lame Reason. We have many examples.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that our listeners have called and the 911 operator says, hey, why don't you just go ahead and hang up and call the cops?
Not an emergency.
I can't believe how many listeners we've already heard from. I mean, our people have abused the system.
And we have more passes to the Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl. That is August 31st. We've got your tickets coming up this morning with an unfortunate game. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 552.
What you talking about, Allie?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your Different Strokes right
It
there?
Was. Yeah, that's the best thing. Best thing.
Wow.
Pretty strong.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I don't know the ins and outs of it. We're going to have a expert walk us through this later. But for now, I think it's safe to say that the partnership between Disney and Marvel and Sony Pictures on the current Spider-Man films has come to an end.
Excuse me? I'm screaming.
All of this over basically a dispute over the financing. Disney had asked Sony that the movies be a 50-50 co-financing arrangement, and Sony apparently turned that offer down. There are currently two more Spider-Man films in development with Tom Holland and director John Watts attached, but they're going to have to go forward without the guidance of Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige, which I feel like you want Marvel involved with this.
I would think so, yeah.
Like, more than really anything. It's, I don't get it. I don't understand. Does that mean that Spider-Man Far From Home, which was basically setting up Peter Parker to kind of be the successor to Tony Stark? Like, is that gone now? That just doesn't happen.
So there's no relation between the two worlds. Yeah,
the whole point of that movie is like, oh, just kidding about that. Here's a new movie.
I heard they're bringing in the Human Centipede guy to run the MCU.
Excellent. Oh,
that's a good guy to pick.
Excellent. Yeah, there's so many ins and outs of this, and who was in the wrong, what?
I don't get it. I don't get it either, because at one point Spider-Man was on the outside of the glass, and then they kind of let him in, and it was a big surprise that he was part of the MCU, and now it seems like he's been kicked out again. We do need to talk to Eric, our friend Eric, about that for sure.
There's so much.
It was such a big deal. The Sony stock tanked yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just off that. Yeah.
You don't want that. Well, at least they released a statement at like 10 o'clock at night on Twitter. It's like, oh, Sony. So we'll get to the bottom of that. But for now, we at least know the new James Bond movie title.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. No Time to Die.
Yay!
I like it.
That's the 25th James Bond movie, you guys. It's going to be coming out, we also know this, April 8th of 2020. So that's exciting.
Can't wait.
I would like to see it.
Yeah, well.
And this is Daniel Craig's last one, he says again.
He says that again. It's his fifth turn as Bond. It's going to pick up with the famed spy's short-lived exit from active service as he's enjoying a tranquil life in Jamaica. But then...
That never works out.
No. An old CIA friend is like, hey, help me out with this new mission. We have to figure out where this kidnapped scientist went. And he's like, oh, man, but I'm in Jamaica. And then the CIA guy is like, but we need you. You're 007. And then in walks a different 007, and it's a black lady. And everyone's like, what? You're not 007. But it's just the name 007 because he retired. She's not James Bond. Everyone calm down. I saw a release of it.
It sounds like it.
What just happened?
Did you write it?
I wrote the whole movie.
Wow.
I wrote it. Wow. So that's exciting. If you guys want to catch up, it's April 8th of 2020.
I don't know if you really sold it that well.
Why film the movie when you can just shoot Allie reenacting every scene?
Thank you.
I'd see that one-woman show.
I appreciate it. I really do.
I mean, there's no bigger Bond authority on the planet than Allie.
I have seen two in the last year.
What else did he?
You don't need more. Mm-hmm. No. You really don't. I will see another Bond movie, though.
Good.
Before this one comes out. Maybe two.
Oh,
not great. I know. I am going crazy.
You will enjoy it.
Quite a promise between now and next April.
Mm-hmm. You can't contain me, Kevin. You guys, what's happening? Warner Brothers is rebooting the Matrix franchise with a fourth film starring Keanu Reeves and his former Matrix co-star, Carrie Ann Moss.
Now,
and
does that count as a reboot or is that just a sequel?
I think it's just a sequel.
Please explain.
I don't know. I'm just reading it.
Okay.
Read it again, then.
Warner Brothers is rebooting the Matrix franchise with a fourth film starring... Maybe they're just saying rebooting, like they're getting it started.
Bring it back. Okay. Yeah.
How would it go? What do you think the movie's going to be like the plot or whatever?
Honestly, is this one where he's all like, ooh, and he moves all weird when things are shot at him?
Well, I'm asking you, actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But what do you think the new one is?
Oh, the new one, they're going to be like, do you want the blue pill or the red pill? And he's like, we've done this. And then he's like, remember when I was all weird and I'd make all those moves when I was shot? And everyone's like, hey, how do you do that in that long black coat? I'm not wearing the black coat this time. Check it out. I've got a shorter jacket. I'm sorry. I haven't seen any of the Matrix movies, but I know.
You were good at the Bond one.
That one I really excelled at.
Sorry about the Matrix.
That was spot on.
Yeah. I know there were pills involved.
Yes.
And then he went like in a little room and he got small or something.
That's Alice in Wonderland.
That's Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. There was a tea party with Keanu.
Getting messed up.
Hey, Allie. Look, I'm no one to talk. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But I feel like The Matrix is worth seeing. I mean, they're really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Even if you're not a big sci-fi fan, they're great acting, great stories, great dialogue. I think you would really enjoy it.
Yeah, I was really busy at that time in my life. So
but it still exists.
I'll go back and watch.
You will.
By 2040, for sure.
Okay.
By the way... This revives the franchise after a 16-year slumber. Why so soon, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. By the way, the collective three films, how much do you think they earned at the global box office?
$800.
Oh, a little low. The three put together, I'm going to say a billion.
Okay.
A dollar.
All right. Kevin is the closest.
Yes.
$1.6 billion at the global box office. That's The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions. Come on. What were the last two like? Any good?
I think the second one was really good. I think the third one, not as good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mean to be hot take Jones. I didn't like any of them, really. But
you didn't like the original?
It's fine. Whatever, man.
No, I loved it. You're wrong.
I don't know. Wasn't for your boy.
Objectively, scientifically, you're wrong.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Objectively, yes. And scientifically. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Bean, and you're saying you actually saw it?
I did.
He liked it.
I did. I did. I saw them and liked them.
All of them?
Yes.
Three like less than two and one, but...
Yeah, the first two, I think the first two were great. The third one, not as great, but all worth seeing, I think.
Oh, see, I thought you were just saying what other people said. You actually saw them.
No, I did. I saw them.
That's impressive. I wouldn't have thought you did.
Yeah, okay. I don't see a lot of those kinds of movies.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a new movie.
But it was such a breakthrough at the time, the technology and the way they shot and everything. But, you know, I wouldn't see it now, but I saw it back then.
All right.
He's grown as a person.
I've grown as a person. I hate more things now.
Okay.
I was more open to joy back then.
Wow.
Now he's just get off my lawn, guys.
It's gotten right. Real dark. Well, speaking of Carrie Ann Moss, it's her birthday today. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Hayden Panettiere, Serge Tankian, Alicia Witt, Bo Burnham, and Casey Musgraves. And
hey, another reminder, The Cure is coming to town, and we've got your tickets. Allie, you're going to be giving those away on what's happening later on today?
I sure will. Thanks for asking.
Pasadena Daydream Festival is going to be happening at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl August 31st. Not only The Cure, but The Pixies, Deftones, and so much more. You can win them this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Craig Kilborn.
Yes.
Used to do the Late Late Show at CBS, correct?
Even more than that, he was the original Daily Show host.
Mm-hmm.
He was on SportsCenter. He was one of the more memorable SportsCenter anchors.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him in the movie Old School.
He always seemed to me to be one of the smartest of all the late night hosts.
That's what it would have appeared. I think that's a good assumption. You know, mm-hmm. he sort of had a bunch of very educated writers, and they kind of worked on a higher level than most late night TV.
And was Old School the last thing we
pretty much
saw him in?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last real public thing. I mean, it's very rare for somebody to be in a high-profile series of television jobs and then just vanish.
Yes.
And I also, by the way, and I know we're going to get into, he's back in the news now because of his Instagram account, but I also can't figure out the money. Like, how do you walk away from the network in 2004
mm-hmm.
and have enough money to still be retired?
Yeah, it's all real questionable. The life of Craig Kilborn is very, very odd, and now he has jumped into Instagram full speed, just completely jumped into the deep end. And this is after being pretty much absent from the public eye for years.
Yeah, this is weird.
And
Jensen told me he's a weirdo. You need to look at his Instagram, and he sure is.
And he follows you now.
Yeah, he does.
And
yes.
He comments on your stuff.
Yes, he does.
He does for me too. I love it.
For those who don't know Craig Kilborn, his character and his real persona are sort of very blurred. He kind of plays this aristocrat, elitist. But is that Craig Kilborn or is that a character? That's kind of a thing that's gone back and forth his whole career. So on Instagram now, he's releasing these videos that he edits himself, and he puts a lot of time into them, but boy, it really does not help the conundrum that is Kilborn. I pulled some clips. This first one gives you an overall feel of what it's like to follow Craig Kilborn. This one talks about his shoes.
Well, hello there. Every few months, I like to go into my closet and admire my extensive shoe collection. When I was doing the old show, I received an obscene amount of complimentary footwear, including these beautiful derby shoes by Prada, chocolate brown. I've never worn them before outside of my house. I'm thinking about debuting them this summer up at the new Rosewood Miramar Beach Hotel in Montecito. You're saying, Craig, they're not very beachy. Ladies and gentlemen, how should I put this? I have never in my life sipped white wine wearing tennis shoes. And I don't feel like I've missed out on anything.
Okay. I love him so much.
You gotta wonder, how did that not work on late night TV?
Yes. I mean, that's great, but what's the end game? You don't put that much effort into just your Instagram.
I love that little background music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, he edits that in later. He does dissolves a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he clearly has a mission on Instagram. And they asked him why he started it in an interview. And he said it was because his nieces saw a picture of him holding a martini glass wearing, like, a vest and tie. And they were like, you got to go on Instagram.
That's pretty strong.
And he was like, and then you got to follow your producers. And so now he's on it. You also, every one of these are shot from like a lounge, and he's always holding sort of an alcohol glass, a scotch glass, and it just seems like he's living the life of like a 90-year-old heir to like some sort of empire.
Yeah, this is all shot from his house in Hancock Park.
Yeah.
Like, he lives the life.
Mm. Yeah, of sort of a retiree, like Boca Raton resident.
And apparently has another house out in the desert, too.
Yes, so he does go to Palm Springs as well.
Yeah, so Craig's doing fine.
How long has Craig Kilborn been like this? The second clip tells you about what he was like in high school.
When I was in high school, my classmates would listen to REO Speedwagon and Foghat. I would hang out with dear old father. We eat a can of smoked oysters and listen to Dean Martin and Mr. Nat King Cole. Yes, the magic happened early.
This next one is a story. He asked a minute-long story about David Bowie.
Hey, Craig, can you tell a David Bowie story under 1 minute?
Sure, I can try.
See if you can keep up. Late 80s, I'm living in Venice, California. It's the middle of the day. I'm reading a David Bowie biography. I need to take a break. I go to the Beverly Center. That's what we did back then. As I'm walking around, I see a beautiful woman wearing a short skirt with very toned legs. She's walking with this gentleman. They go into B. Dalton Bookseller. I follow them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's David Bowie. The woman is the lead dancer for the Glass Spider Tour. Wow. I was seeing one of my heroes, if just for one day. What an odd place to see Bowie. A place oddity. I went outside into the serious sunlight. I returned to Venice, put on a dress, and finished my book. I'm kidding. It was a bodysuit.
What's happening? What is happening?
He's straight crazy.
Remember,
he's such a delight.
The host of The Late Late Show now is James Corden, who sings with you in a car.
Yes.
It's a completely different vibe.
Yes.
So the day that, remember, this guy, Craig Kilborn, played college basketball, I believe. He was very good, and sports was what he first came up in for SportsCenter. So when he talks about basketball a lot, he's a humongous Minnesota Timberwolves fan, because that's where he's originally from. But the day that Kawhi Leonard got traded, he posted a video celebrating for Toronto, and I know that Kevin's not going to like this, but this is how it started.
Oh, we are drinking early today, my friends, and I say, Kawhi not.
That's pretty good. And so he congratulates the Raptors for their championship. And this is a footnote he gives Canada at the end of the clip.
And while I have you, my issue with hockey is the same as soccer. Too many turnovers. Congratulations.
I have watched these videos multiple times, and he delights me. And you have to watch him because, A, he winks in a lot of them.
Yes.
And he has like a little glistening, like the bloop that he adds in when he winks. Oh, it is fantastic.
Hey, you know what just occurred to me? Kevin, is this the late night show that you and I were on as guests? Did we go on Kilborn?
It feels... on brand.
I think so.
We were on one of them. Was it Kilborn?
Now that you bring that up, I think so.
I think we were, and he was delightful. He was super nice to us, too.
Honestly,
why would he have had us on? It makes no sense.
I think he was hurting for guests, but still super fun. But yeah. What a weirdo.
Yeah, and you can follow him at Mr. Craig Kilborn. I believe it's a bit of a renaissance for the man, but boy, is he weird. So follow him.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Sony versus Marvel. What does it all mean? We'll talk to our friend Eric Goldman from fandom.com. He knows all about stuff like that, and he can explain whether we should be crying or not today. That's in the next half hour. Also, your Cure tickets between 7 and 8. Right now, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
Guys, Good Morning America has revealed the full cast lineup for season 28. of Dancing with the Stars. Season 28, you guys. Remember when the creators came on Kevin and Bean?
No,
and
I don't at all, Allie. Nope.
Made so much fun. You're like, this is not going to work. This is the dumbest idea ever.
No one was more confident than we were either. We were
Absolutely.
Just like, look, dude, I'm sorry to tell you. We weren't trying to be mean, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
We want to save you some time and some money. Mm-hmm. That BS may have worked in Croatia, but I'm telling you, we're America, and we're not going to watch people do-si-do.
Again, Good Morning America has revealed the full cast lineup for season 28.
Kawhi not.
Kawhi not indeed.
Now, normally, Allie, when mm-hmm. you come in with this bulletin, I am mm-hmm. lucky to recognize five yes. of the so-called celebrities.
Right.
So let's see how big the names are this time around.
Let's start with friend of the show and genuine good dude, James Vanderbeek.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
I am happy for him. I'm rooting for him to win now.
Excellent. I know you probably won't be rooting for disgraced White House press secretary Sean Spicer.
That's icky.
What are you doing, ABC?
That's icky.
Look, they're getting anyone's heard of.
Perhaps you've heard of this woman where I don't understand, but I need to know what's in her water, what pills she's taking. I don't get it. Christie Brinkley.
She rules.
Who looks better at...
Yeah, it's not cool.
I don't even know how old she is.
It's not cool.
When you pose next to, like, 20-year-olds and you're like, who is that gorgeous woman? Oh, it's Christie Brinkley.
She's got to be in her 60s.
Mid-60s.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-60s.
Yeah,
got to be.
Not cool.
Not cool. The Bachelorette's Hannah Brown. Is she the most recent one?
Yeah, she's the Bachelorette. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Queer Eye's Karamo Brown.
Love that dude.
Okay.
The Office's Kate Flannery.
Love her.
Oh, love Kate.
This is okay. By the way, I'll just say right now, this is a very good Dancing with the Stars
so
cast,
far,
other than
I
Sean
agree.
Spicer right now.
Yeah.
Keenan and Kel's Kel Mitchell.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fifth Harmony's Ally Brooke.
All right, we're getting back into the Dancing with the Stars era, sure.
I'm sorry, we all only recognize one Fifth Harmony, and it's not her.
The Supremes, Mary Wilson.
She's still alive.
What?
She is.
She might not
indeed.
Be.
Wow, she's got to be in her 70s.
I remember going to, when Mike Catherwood was on that show, I remember going to watch him, you know, train and interview him, and it's really physically demanding.
Oh, yeah.
It's really difficult.
By the way, she's 75. Mary Wilson. The other thing is you get paid during the weeks you stay on.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, you really do have to compete in order to make the most amount of money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Last season. Oh,
she
God
barely even
her.
Made it through the first episode.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
And then you've got the athletes. So you've got NFL linebacker Ray Lewis.
I thought you said murderer when you
I'm
went
saying
real high
some
there.
People question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fatality.
And two-time NBA champ Lamar Odom.
All right, this is for name value.
Yeah.
This is the best Dancing with the Stars in a long time.
It's very
I
good.
Think so.
I agree. Usually, there's two of them we've heard of, and the rest of them we've never heard.
Yeah, someone's usually like a bronze snowboarder,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? Like you don't. There's always a couple on
Not
there.
Not even the silver.
No.
So, historically, athletes have done great in this competition, haven't they? Won a number of seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think so because it's very taxing.
Very physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We don't want Sean Spicer to get out of the first week.
He won't.
And we don't want Ray Lewis to go beyond week two.
Unless
right?
he wears a white suit with blood on it. That's the only way I'll let him win. I will go with Karamo.
Winning it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Or James Vanderbeek. Very musical. Had him on Drop the Mic. He's very good.
All right.
I don't know who's going to win. I'm not qualified to guess, but I'll be rooting for James for sure.
And by rooting, you mean watching from afar.
I left one person out.
Oh,
and
oh,
I
oh.
feel awful,
oh, oh.
but I don't know who you are. American Idol Season 10 runner-up,
yep.
Lauren Elena? Alania?
Yeah, that's on brand.
Alana?
Now we're getting
yeah, that's
yeah,
on brand. Yeah,
sorry. I skipped right over you, Lauren, but I'm sure you're wonderful, and I hope you win.
Okay.
Guys.
Dancing
That's
with the Stars.
The full cast lineup for, again,
That's not bad.
Season 28. Season 28.
It's been a lot worse.
Imagine not thinking that was going to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like having that kind of lack of foresight. To
Being
just
that
say,
dumb.
To say this Dancing with the Stars show has no legs.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else about Dancing with the Stars. Tom Bergeron, great host.
He is.
Fantastic television personality.
sounds like you really enjoy Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I don't watch it at all, but okay. I'm just saying.
You know, he was a great host then.
But, I mean, I've seen it, and I've seen him. The dude is just a pro, like Probst. They just are so good on TV, you have to admire them.
Okay. You guys know what the UTC is?
Urinary tract...
Connection?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's the Unicode Technical Committee.
Oh.
They're the ones to decide what is and isn't worthy of a Unicode emoji. And you guys, I'm sorry, but they have rejected the white wine emoji. This decision is likely rough news for the owner of Kendall Jackson Winery in Sonoma County, who lobbied... the hardest for the symbol by submitting a 19-page proposal last year.
Oh, my God.
What's going on up there in Sonoma County?
I have a feeling Craig Kilborn would have backed this.
Drinking white wine?
Yeah.
What was their reason for saying no? Too similar to other alcohol emojis?
Well, some speculate that the rejection has something to do with having to maybe do color variations of all different things. Because there's already a glass of red wine emoji. So is this going to open up the floodgates for adding color variations to every other emoji, which I say, like what? Like you'd have a different color hamburger or a cucumber? No, there's a white wine, there's a red wine. Maybe do you add a rosé? Sure. Oh, is that white Zin? Not positive. Is that what we're talking about? Okay, I just talked myself into it. Yeah, this is a bad idea. I rejected it as well.
By the way, it took like 6 years for them to have a black emoji, like a black person emoji. Like this is too much in depth. Yeah. Like just
and I think they finally got a redhead. Like, redheads were like, hello, hey. What about us? So, yeah, calm your tees up there in Sonoma County.
I have been, and I'm sure you have, too. By the way, this might be a fun phone topic, is what emoji is missing? Which emoji do you wish you had? Mm-hmm. There have been two that have made me furious. In recent weeks, too.
Okay. What were they?
One is the ukulele. There is no ukulele emoji.
Oh, you have no right to question a ukulele.
Even removed it from yours.
I am a euchre, all right?
You are
first
not
of all,
a euchre.
I am absolutely
Where
a euchre.
Where is your ukulele that Kevin bought you and sent you?
I couldn't put my hands on it right now, but my point is,
do
I
you
am
know
a
where it is?
I don't technically know where it is, but my point is, us ukulele players deserve a ukulele emoji.
Okay.
And the other one, and I thought of this again recently when I was tweeting about my dear friend Weird Al.
No Weird Al emoji.
There's no accordion emoji.
And wow, you really care about the bad ones.
That seems outrageous.
How is that outrageous?
How is
There's
there not
just
an
like
accordion
one,
emoji?
One polka club that's pissed, and you.
Come on.
We could talk to 100 people. None of them would mention the two that Bean mentioned.
Yeah.
There's no accordion. Is this America or is this not America?
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
Thank you, sir. So I'm just saying, get it together. And white wine, get in line, buddy. Buddy.
Wow.
Cool, why not?
Some birthdays for you guys. Casey Musgraves, Bo Burnham, Alicia Witt, Serge Tankian, and Carrie Ann Moss, and Hayden Panettiere.
There are so many different ways you can keep in touch with the show. By the way, I am surprised in 2019 that we still get as many emails as we do.
Mm-hmm.
But people still use email.
What?
I know.
Crazy.
We got the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, of course. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Kevin and Bean. And, of course, you can always leave us a voicemail message anytime you want, day or night, at 323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
First one, Jensen, you did a get up on this on an app.
No, I just mentioned
it. Oh, you just mentioned it in passing.
Someone asked me on the show how I keep track of all my Blu-rays and DVDs as a avid Blu-ray head. And I said an app called My Movies. I love it. It alphabetizes them. It puts all of them in one place.
According to my phone, this is take number 12. I feel very confident I can f*** up a little bit less than I did previously. Hey, this message is for Jensen. I just wanted to let you know that your unofficial get up on this for the app My Movies changed my life. As a fellow collector of a dead medium and waster of space, it truly changed my life. You're amazing. Thanks so much. It sounds like I was going to say something else. No, I don't think I did. Well, take 13. Coming up.
So the point of that is when you are shopping for new Blu-rays, you don't accidentally rebuy something.
Yeah, or an easy way to figure out what you have or what you don't. Just an easy categorization. Yeah.
Jensen, what was your latest hot take? on birthdays?
Listen, I don't think that you should have birthday parties like you're a child once you hit over 18, unless it is a celebratory year like 20, 21, 30, 40, 50, 60. And then I think maybe 70 you should stop, but definitely after 70 stop.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Jensen. You're the worst person in the world. Why do you hate so much fun? Happy birthday to Jensen.
Allie, you have to be furious. Jensen is not making an exception for 69.
I mean, it would be nice if you could.
It's an odd number, yeah. You guys. I don't know if you heard him originally, but it's an odd number.
Evens only. Right.
So Jensen thinks we shouldn't have birthday parties after 22. Well, here's a hot take for you. Why don't you yank me, loser? Woo! I'm partying like a madman, and I'm 38 years old! Woo!
I think in that case, that guy's case, it might be fine.
He is making me think differently.
One of the best things that's ever happened to me, personally, is that Bean got bit by a cat.
I mean, it changed my life.
Hey, guys. I'm a podcast listener here, and I just want to call. Ouch! My cat just bit my toe. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until someone's bleeding.
So let's not overlook the fact that as Bean is getting attacked by an animal live on the air, not one swear word was uttered. True. And as his foot is bleeding all over the floor and he's potentially developing rabies and or an infection, he's still searching for and playing drops. Wow, what a radio professional. That Hall of Fame nomination is well deserved.
I wanted to die doing what I loved.
You got bit by a cat.
Okay. Come on.
Hall of Fame!
Look, anyone who has ever had a cat has been bitten by a cat. It's not that unusual.
Jensen, please explain to us how Bean Touch My Peen came about.
I found out that Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator was on Cameo for $50. So I quickly bought gifts for everyone on staff and wrote the script in which Chris Hansen would say. And he says that Bean's screen name is Bean Touch My Peen.
Oh, Bean, touch my peen. All night long in the back of the limousine. Don't be scared, I'm not mean. We'll role play, I'll be on Teenage Dream. Want to see that naked body in a nude magazine.
Nope.
All rolled up, all oiled up and nice and lean.
I love her so much.
Remix!
Oh, Bean, touch my peen. All night long in the back of the limousine. Don't be scared, I'm not mean. We'll play, I'll be on Teenage Dream. Wanna see that naked body in a nude magazine. All rolled up, all oiled up and nice and lean. Bean, touch my peen.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't exist unless there's a remix,
that
right?
That was Missy Elliott, I think.
Hey, Chuckleheads. I just had a scary moment. I'm a little shook. I just told my girlfriend that it was almost three-quarters Christmas. I'm becoming Bean.
Hey, what's wrong with being Bean? I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way, in a British accent.
Happy holidays to you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Kevin, Bean, and Allie, and Jensen. Jensen, I saw your Fruit Loop on Twitter. It's called Fruit Loop. What are you guys...
This is
It's Stryker.
It is Stryker. Stryker.
Took me about that long to realize, this is Stryker.
Yeah.
How is it that Steve Jobs, rest in peace, and Tim Cook, Tim Apple, created things we would never believe could happen in our life? Like, it is, what a company! But yet, my silver Apple TV remote flies away when I sneeze and goes out into the universe like that feather from Forrest Gump. Ow! Ah! Ugh! I can't find my Apple. Please tell me. I can't find my Apple TV remote. And don't tell me to use my phone as the remote and download the app. I don't want to do that. My phone is dirty. Please pray for me in this default.
Okay, it's worth mentioning that Stryker does not have a drug problem.
No.
Well, this is just him.
Don't say that, because he blamed this on his Amazon pills. By the way, Amazon pills are pills that arrived to him from Amazon that he didn't think he ordered, but he took them anyway. And now he keeps reordering them. He has no idea what these pills are.
I have an update, but I have to talk real soft. It's 2:17 in the morning, which is about 4 hours and 3 minutes later than when I normally go to bed, which is about 10:13, the first re-airing of the Seinfeld reruns. I like to put that on to go night-night and kids with that. But I don't know where that is. And I probably sounded a little bit like a lunatic before when I mentioned the Fruit Loops. I just really like the picture of Jensen Karp put up on his Twitter of the Fruit Loops. There's like a Ford or something too for $2,000. All right, I'm gonna keep looking for the remote. I won't call back. If you guys hear this though, don't call or text. I'm sorry. Bye.
What's with the Fruit Loops, by the way? What's he talking
about? I posted a clothing collaboration that Fruit Loops did. It was really in passing, to be honest.
Okay. Well, apparently made a big impact on Ted.
Yes, yes, it did. As does everything.
I am so sorry to call back, but I have no one to talk to right now. I'm looking for the remote. Stryker, I'm looking for the remote still. And guess, I just found a live lizard. I can't believe it. I love lizards. He's right in front of me. I don't know how. I had no idea I had a live animals, wild animals in my house. Next thing you know, there'll be a giraffe in my closet. But it's on my Instagram. Ted Stryker. I don't know when you're going to hear it. This lizard. Buddy, come here. He's got a tail that is curly around like the letter U.
You guys, we need those Amazon pills.
323-520-AF.
Are we going to be all right, you guys? Are we going to get through this?
No.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
I mean,
still collecting information.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble thinking about Spider-Man not being part of the MCU.
Says a guy who's never seen an MCU movie.
I actually haven't seen any of them, but I do know it is a very big deal, and I do know that things are afoot, and I'm sure it comes down to money. But let's get all the details with our friend Eric Goldman, the managing editor of Fandom.com. Eric, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I will not have you scoffing at the pain we're all going through right now.
All right, so this is real. This is serious, and this affects people, right? What's going on?
God, it's so hard to keep this concise, so rein me in if I'm going off the rails. But
all right.
Spider-Man, Marvel's flagship character, Sony has the film rights. They have for over 20 years, but they made this very unique deal a few years ago, a mutually beneficial deal, where the Marvel Cinematic Universe under Disney could use Spider-Man in their films, as we saw in the last couple of Avengers movies, while they were taking creative control. Kevin Feige, who heads Marvel Studios, he would produce the Spider-Man movies for Sony. And so basically the character would be shared across them, though Sony still legally had the film rights to him. But that sharing seems to have come to an abrupt and sad
what happened
yesterday.
What happened? What happened yesterday?
So basically, of course, it does sound like it comes down to money. Again, what we originally heard was basically no money was changing hands in this deal. So if Spider-Man was in the Avengers movie, only Disney makes money from that. It wasn't like they were giving Sony money, but vice versa. Marvel Studios is actively producing the Spider-Man movies, but Sony's still keeping all the money. They're paying for Spider-Man Far From Home, and they're making all the money, Disney got a tiny 5% of the first day gross, but basically Sony was getting all the money. And Disney said, we don't want that deal anymore. In fact, we want to change this deal dramatically. And according to the trades, they said, let's go in 50-50. We'll split the cost of the movie, but that also means we'll split what it brings in. And if you're Sony, that means you go from making Spider-Man Far From Home and you make $1 billion on the sequel, potentially making half of that because now you're splitting it with Disney.
But the argument could be made that there's no more successful franchise in the history of filmdom than the Marvel Universe under Kevin Feige, right? I mean, he's made $30 billion or something in the last 10 years with these movies, so I would think that Sony would be grateful for them to shepherd that character through the next generation.
I think 100% you're right. I mean, artistically speaking, of course, he totally righted the ship after the Andrew Garfield movies hadn't been received well. People love having the character interlocking with the rest of the Marvel Universe. But it is business. And again, no studio wants to say we made $1 billion on one movie, on the sequel we make half of that. And the other thing to consider is because they control Spider-Man and every character connected to Spider-Man, they just had a massive success with Venom last year. Venom, whatever you think of that movie, made $856 million wow. without the involvement of Marvel Studios. So they're saying, do we need them? Like, isn't Spider-Man his name value enough? As much as people are upset right now, won't they still go see a Spider-Man movie no matter who's producing it?
I mean, that answer is no. I don't think it stands on its own no matter how good it is. If they're flat movies, people stop going.
And that's definitely true. I mean, Amazing Spider-Man 2, I think, showed that people were unhappy.
Right.
Even though it's not like it made no money, but I think if they made a third one, it would have made a lot less. They're hoping, the thing is, the next Spider-Man movie we think will just be a sequel to Far From Home. It'll star Tom Holland. If you saw Far From Home, it had a giant cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. So I think they're banking on the fact that some people aren't going to pay attention to this, first off. I mean, my parents, who don't quite understand that Venom and Deadpool were not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe right. anyway, they're not. Everyone's not paying attention to this. And if they see that trailer with Tom Holland that's picking up right where that huge cliffhanger left off, they're thinking most people will still go see it. And again, say it makes $200 million less than Far From Home, they're still pocketing that $800 million versus this 50-50 deal with Disney. And yes, it's Hollywood, so it all comes down to the money.
Fair enough. But what about the Avengers fans who have been following this plot line where, if I understand correctly, it looked like Spider-Man was taken over for Tony Stark? I mean, what does Marvel do with that through line?
And that's going to be the really sucky part. As a fan, I'm saying all this, why I understand why Sony's doing this. As a fan, this completely sucks. And the fact that, right now, if this doesn't change, yeah, future Marvel movies will probably just stop mentioning Spider-Man. You know that kid we fought with in those last two huge Avengers movies? No one's going to mention. You know the kid that was bequeathed this amazing technology by Tony Stark? Never mention him again.
That sucks.
That really sucks on a plot level, and because people are so invested in this Marvel Cinematic Universe, is this 11-year saga that keeps continuing. If suddenly they have to cut off this important part of it, yeah, I don't think anyone's happy about that. And certainly, at the end of the day, as a fan, I think that, that's just really, really depressing.
Eric, can I just say kudos for your tweet, Spider-Man, you can't go home again?
Thank you.
I mean, well done, Eric Goldman.
Eric, where does this leave us with, like, the other ones that Disney was supposed to help on, whether it's, like, Fantastic Four or X-Men, the ones that also kind of went down the can?
Well, that's the thing is, they 100% have those rights again because they bought 20th Century Fox, who had those film rights. So X-Men and Fantastic Four, whenever we get a new version of them, we're always going to be completely under Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios. I think all this does is probably emboldens them to be even more, go bigger with those. Because again, I think, it was a point of pride for them to get Spider-Man back in these movies because he is their flagship character. As big as Iron Man became,
right.
I think every kid knows who Spider-Man is in a way that you can't really surpass. So I think this means for Fantastic Four and X-Men, they're just going to even much more pay, not that they weren't going to pay attention anyway, but it's like they're going to be like, oh no, this is huge. This is big. We want people to really be invested in this because we don't have Spider-Man. We have to kind of figure out a way around that.
All right. Last question. Our guest, Eric Goldman, managing editor of fandom.com. And that is, it seemed like with the statement that Sony put out late last night that this is over, that this is is it just posturing, or do you think there are still maybe some behind the scenes negotiations going on and we still could be surprised at the 11th hour?
Yeah, you never know. You always wonder about the negotiating via the press thing. Sony's statement was interesting because it only said that Disney's removing Kevin Feige as a producer on the franchise. They didn't say anything about why. They said maybe he's too busy. Didn't get into any of the financials of it because from what we know, Disney removed him because Sony wouldn't accept this 50-50 deal. Even in their statement, they said, hey, maybe that can change in the future. You never know. I mean, look at what happened with the James Gunn situation. There was such a public outcry after he was fired.
Right.
And then he was brought back. This, again, the other thing about Hollywood is never say never because these deals happen. The thing is, Marvel, and Disney benefited from this relationship, too. Again, they got to put Spider-Man into these Avengers movies. Also,
own
all the merchandise. but also they own all the merchandise rights. They make all the money from the merch. So if a new Spider-Man movie comes out and people want the toys, that's money going to Disney. So they want people to be happy, too. And that's a big reason that maybe, you never know, and maybe in a few months we'll hear they went back to the table and things will turn around.
Eric, if you were running Sony, would you take the 50-50 deal with Marvel?
I don't think I would, just understanding how, you know, the way these guys at these studios work, just going from, like, look all the money we made on Far From Home, but also the money we made on Venom, and the fact that we just won an Oscar for Into the Spider-Verse without Kevin Feige and without Marvel Studios.
Oh, I see.
This is the time where they feel they have a little more, you know, power. They're in a much better position than they were after Amazing Spider-Man 2 a few years ago.
So I wasn't overdoing it when I was weeping at the beginning of this segment then. This really is that bad.
I mean, yeah, if you look at Twitter, you will see very upset people, and I get it. I mean, how can they take our Spider-Man as the thought? And, yeah, it's one that I completely understand because, we want to see Spider-Man palling around with those Avengers.
How is Miles Morales holding up?
How is Miles holding up?
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well. He's firmly in the Sony camp. If they want to do a live-action Miles movie, that's all going to be Sony.
All right.
Eric, you're awesome. Thank you so much for explaining it to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
You bet. Thank you. Fandom.com is where you want to go for all of Eric's work. He does great stuff. All right, you guys ready to blow out some Cure tickets?
Blow out some ears, really.
I mean, do we have to do it the way we have planned? It's not too late to change that.
Oh, no. I think we can just do
Color 20.
Right.
No,
right. It's going to be fun for everybody.
Oh.
Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl, August 31st. We have tickets for you to see The Cure, Pixies, Deftones, and more. If you call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll be on hold for a minute, and then we'll play a game that you will come to regret, unless you win the tickets. Call now.
Look, people. Look. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for what's about to happen.
Are you kidding me? We have Goth Omar in the studio.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
Gothmar.
Hey,
tell us about your early days with The Cure.
My early days with The Cure. I fell in love with them early 90s, and they just blew me away. And I was a goth kid.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm here in the studio. I'm wearing my little fishnet shirt.
He's told me about the fishnet for 20 years, and now finally he brought it in.
So these were in a box in my garage, and I also ran into a couple of like sparkly shirts that I used to wear,
mm-hmm.
Some lacy stuff that I have.
Nice.
A leopard print shirt that I own, too. Yeah, so I used to go all out.
You have some guy liner on?
Guy liner.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to paint my nails black.
Of course you did.
Yep.
Cure's your favorite band.
Favorite band.
You are going to be there at the Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl August 31st to see your boys along with the Pixies, Deftones, and more. By the way, you seem to still have a shirt on. What's up with that, Homer?
Oh, man. I am not going to take this off.
I mean, you do have the mesh underneath it, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Shirt off! Shirt off! Shirt off! Shirt off! Shirt off!
Yay!
It's happening.
Yay! We're going to see nipples!
Nipple!
Oh, you bastards.
And by the way, we are filming this, so we can put this up later.
Yeah!
Omar is here to help you win Cure tickets so you can be there, too. The game is called Omaroki. Hit it, Steve.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
All right, so we go to the callers. Omar is going to be singing a song from The Cure. All you have to do is identify it by title. If you're right, you go into the drawing. Somebody wins tickets to the show August 31st. Who's up first, Kevin?
Susanna from Azusa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Fishnet Omar.
All right, here we go.
I would say I'm sorry if I thought that it would change your mind. But I know that this time I have said too much, been too unkind. I tried to laugh about it, cover it up with lies.
Okay,
I tried to laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes.
Have you heard that song?
That's fine.
Woo!
That's fine.
Boys Don't Cry?
It is.
Yes. Nicely done.
When he's singing, I see his pecs moving up and down.
You're welcome.
Can I just ask, does the room agree we don't need quite that much singing from Omar?
I mean, we can cut him off at some point. Yeah,
no, okay. We do.
All right, Erlene in Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning.
Erlene, you're about to hear a guy singing who's wearing a ton of guy liner, so I want you to keep that in mind as you listen and identify this Cure song.
Okay.
Spinning on that dizzy edge, I kissed her face and kissed her head, and dreamed of all the different ways I had to make her glow. Why are you so far away? She said, why won't you ever know that I'm in love with you?
That's good. That's
good. I'm in love with you.
Thank you, Omar. Erlene, what song, please?
Love song?
No, I'm sorry. It's just like heaven.
Dizzy Edge.
Don't start singing good, with it like man. That's you.
All right. Nice try, though, Earlene. Let's move on. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Jay in the LBC. Good morning, Jay.
What's up, man?
All right, Jay.
Hey, Homer. What if we put some echo on Homer? Maybe that would help.
Hello, okay. Hello. Check.
Do you have an auto-tune?
Does that help?
How dare you, sir?
We'll still be able to hear him, though,
yes.
Kevin. That's the only problem with
yes.
the echo.
We'll try and help.
Jay, listen up. Here's O.
Just try to see in the dark. Just try to make it work to feel the fear. Before you're here, I make the shapes come much too close. I pull my eyes, hold my breath, and wait.
Okay.
Until I shake.
That's fine.
Hey,
that's,
hey, hey.
That's plenty. Thank you. Jay.
That one was actually pretty good. That's close to me.
It is close to me, yes.
See in the dark.
Yeah, man, I'm so good.
Can you hear that you're nothing like it?
I'm so good.
Or do you think in
I'm
your head?
So good. Okay. You guys
All
are
right.
so welcome.
Okay. Let's go to Chris in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Sorry about Umuroki. Good luck.
Remembering you standing quiet in the rain as I ran to your heart to be near. And we kissed as the sky fell, holding you close. How I always held close in your fear.
Right. I'm going to just say, well, just say right now, Omar has never heard that song before.
Hey, for the first part, I did.
No, he was on the first part.
All right, Chris, song.
Yeah, Pictures of You.
Yes.
Remembering you.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Yeah.
You know what I need is the music.
Yeah.
And the singing.
And a new voice.
I have great news for everybody. We just have time for one more.
Okay. All right. It's going to be George in Paramount. Good morning.
What's going on, party people?
Homeroki is going on. Good luck.
There you go.
Yesterday I got so scared I shivered like a child. Yesterday away from you it froze me deep inside. Come back, don't walk away. Come okay. back, come back,
that's,
come
that's
back.
He should
today.
Know that by now.
That's fine. Thank you, thank you. All right, George, you're the okay. last one in the drawing. So, if you can name that song.
Yeah, it's
the song by The Cure that's named. The name of the song?
Mm-mm. Could have been my best one.
What'd you say?
Oh.
It was In Between Days.
Yesterday I got so scared.
I mean, that was close. That was
pretty
close.
Good. Pretty good.
Sorry, George. Chris, Jay, Susanna, all in the running to join Omar at the Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside of the Rose Bowl August 31st. To see The Cure and others, Miss Alan McKay, there can only be one winner. Who is it?
The winner is Jay.
Jay. Congrats, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay,
the best
news is Omar won't be performing there.
No, but he will be dressed like this.
Oh, yes.
He will be dressed like this. And thanks for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Omaroki, that's our game and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Let's talk about calling 911, you guys. Let's talk about our listeners abusing the privilege. That's going to be coming up right after 8. I cannot believe, just from us teasing it yesterday, the emails that we got from people and why they have called 911. They may not understand that it's for emergencies, right?
That's a beautiful thing.
Right. All right. That'll be our discussion coming up right after Allie's What's Happening Here on a Wednesday.
I often talk about a show that I love. I know
Peaky Blinders.
No. Dave is also on board with this show. It is 911 on Fox.
Is it Joe?
Peter Krause. No. Angela Bassett. You've got Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ronda Rousey starts next season.
Jesus.
Oh.
Well...
I didn't say the story.
He can't just let this segment be what I talk about, then he reacts to it.
But
it's just, no.
The story's different.
Up.
What about Ronda Rousey?
Shut up, cuck. No? Still not?
Nope.
Okay. Here's the thing. This show is wonderful.
That is a good show.
I love it so much. Ronda Rousey posted
only all the
something.
Actors had fingers. It would be,
oh my God.
It would be easier for them to probably act.
What is going through the mind of Ronda Rousey right now?
I left it surprising enough. It was a tease.
I would say you gave it away.
Serenity now.
You can do it, Allie.
So Ronda Rousey posted on Instagram yesterday. So the word is out. I nearly lost my finger shooting 911 on Fox. Freak accident. First of the day. First take of the day. A boat door fell on my hand. I thought I just jammed my finger, so I finished the take before looking. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm used to live audiences never showing pain unless I'm supposed to. After a break in the action, I told our director of the situation and was rushed via ambulance to the hospital.
Wow.
Where they promptly reattached my bone and tendon with a plate and screws.
Oh, my God.
That's a woman for
you. I'm going to tell you right now, we have linked it to our Twitter and our Facebook stories at Kevin and Bean. I'm warning you.
I don't want to see that.
You need a very... a stomach of steel, really, to look at it.
Can
so don't go there. No, I'm warning you right now.
All right.
Now, do you want to see it?
The photo that I saw yesterday had a little emoji over that part of the finger.
You have to look at Ronda Rousey's Instagram.
This is an uncensored photo.
That is not a pleasant sight.
Okay. I don't understand.
Yeah. This is not Allie saying don't listen, don't watch it, don't look at it because I want you to look at it. You may not like it.
You may not like it at all.
Whoa!
Right?
Oh, man!
Tells you something about how tough she is, by the way.
Exactly. it speaks to her that she's like, let me just get through this scene, and mention that my finger is hanging off.
I would have crumbled into the ground and cried at the top of my lungs.
Just looking at the photo made me want to
do that. How did she not lose that finger?
Well,
I mean, it is practically detached. Yeah.
She'll lose feeling, right?
Well, she said she already has 50% range of motion back in just 3 days.
Wow.
So
she's a miracle.
I know. Here's my favorite, the end of her Instagram post. And of course, tune in to see how well I can act like my finger didn't just fall off in this upcoming season of 911.
That's insane.
It's intense. It's insane. And oh my God, I'm not Ronda Rousey.
No.
I would be out maybe for like 4 months.
Is that show you just watch calls come in and then you watch the reaction, like the first
responders? Yes. Angela Bassett is the police woman. Mm-hmm. And then Peter Krause is the head of the fire department. And now they're together and they're getting married. Jennifer Love Hewitt, she came to town because her brother on the show is also a firefighter that you were like, he's not going to make it as a firefighter. But then he proved himself as like this probie. But then Jennifer Love Hewitt was in town because she was escaping this horrible relationship she had. So she got a job and she now answers the phones at 911. And I'll tell you this, last season, the guy came after her and almost killed her, and there were all these scenes where she's running in the woods, and it was honestly, she should win an Emmy. Jennifer Love Hewitt was amazing last season.
Hey Jensen,
yeah,
would you like to withdraw the question?
Yeah, I don't know if we can rewind it.
Just saying. Oh, 911 on Fox, it's a great show, you guys. What if you're on a train, the Long Island Railroad in the Hamptons, and you look out the window and you're like, what is that old man doing by the train tracks? Well, that old man was Paul McCartney, wearing a shorts, T-shirt, and a Team Great Britain Olympic cap. And he was just placing a dozen one-cent coins on the tracks so the train would flatten them. You know, like kids do.
Yeah, like you do when you're six.
Guys, Paul McCartney is senile.
Well,
he's lost it.
I'm so sad.
A lot of people think it's because he uses them for guitar picks.
Oh.
Well, the flattened pennies he uses for guitar picks?
But shouldn't you have someone that could do that for you?
Yes.
Sir?
I would think so.
Here's the thing. As someone with OCD, if I have been using that penny, like these pennies...
And you know exactly how it needs to be flattened, where you need to place it.
Or just like... luck-wise. Like
we're going a long ways toward explaining that he's not crazy.
Right.
You're giving him a lot
of
credit.
He's also wearing diapers and yelling, where is John? So that is more of an issue.
Yeah, not in this article, but
Daddy has gone bye-bye. I'm very sad. That does explain his last few albums.
Hiya, folks.
I mean, you guys, come on.
What would Paul say, Bean?
Why did you do this?
Well done.
Honestly, this makes it a good impression.
Well done.
I don't know what I'm doing out here by the trains. I feel like there should be people who could do this for me.
Well, what was the end there?
No. How long have you used those for picks, Paul?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even play guitar.
Oh, he's way out there.
Oh, no.
I wasn't in the Beatles.
Oh, no. Were you into music?
Uh, I don't know what music is.
Oh, we are. This is a nightmare.
Man, oh, man.
Do you eat meat and, like, hot dog products?
I eat cow's roll.
Oh, no.
Only on Mondays, so. Though.
Especially on Mondays, I eat two.
Are you into trains?
Sure.
Wow. So many twists.
You have super skin.
Oh, come on. Killed me.
Some birthdays for you. Carrion Moss, Serge Tankian, Alicia Witt, Bo Burnham, Casey Musgraves, Hayden Panettiere. Pala. She was in Nashville in Heroes. To get up, get down. 911
is joking, yo. What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food, and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they acted like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you called 911?
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
I mean, those are the only two options.
Great point, man.
I don't know that we've done this before, but we want to hear from you if you have ever called 911 and after the fact you thought, you know what? Maybe I could have handled that spider on my own. Maybe I didn't need to involve emergency personnel. We want you to call us at 1-800-520-1067. I got a couple more for you.
What do you need
medicine for? Actually, the problem is I took some pills, and I took two Viagra pills, and my erection had been up for like 4 days, and there hasn't been any signs of change whatsoever, and I'm really sick.
Now, is that a legit 911
yes,
call?
Yes, 4 days, yes.
Is that a just go to the emergency room one?
Well, maybe he can't drive because he's got such a big boner.
He can drive without his hands is what he can do.
Right?
All right, so you're going to allow that one. How about this one?
Pitt County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
Hello? I need some cigarettes.
Okay. Oh, man.
I'm saying yes on that one.
All right, one more.
Talk emergency.
It's not an emergency. I walked up, they went and served me. So I'm at the Taco Bell at 137th and Washington. Yeah, I just want some tacos. That's it.
What are the employees saying?
You can't walk up. You got to drive up. You got to eat DUI to get a taco. I get the munchies. I walk a quarter mile from here. You got to help me out or I have to get arrested to get home. You know what I'm saying? I want you to call the manager. When I get refused service for no reason, it pees me off. So I call you guys. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. I just wants to walk up and get a taco, you guys.
He did make a good point about DUIs,
he
though.
He did. That's true. I have to drive a car to get this food. Yeah. I'm drunk. Uh-huh. And I'm drunk. All right. Your call's coming in at 1-800-520-1067. You called 911 for a lame reason. I heard yesterday from a 911 operator named Kim. And she says, allow me a moment to share some of the crazy dumb S I've heard.
All right.
I had a guy trying to report that his meth didn't quite meet his quality standards. He wanted us to have a lab team go test it for purity. We take way too many fast food related 911 calls.
Why does that seem to happen so much?
Yeah. Drunk. Yeah. The most recent one I had was a guy calling because there was lettuce on his tacos.
Oh, no.
Tacos that he had delivered from Uber Eats. He wanted us to send the police to Taco Bell to make them give him a new order and wanted the police to deliver it because he was too drunk to drive.
Ooh, the police to deliver it. Wow.
I want that confidence. You know?
Yes. By the way, can't you just take the lettuce off your tacos?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so.
I would think so, too. A guy called last week asking where he could pick up a copy of his mugshot because he liked the picture.
I mean, if it's a good picture.
And you want high res.
Why not?
A guy called advising that he was going to turn himself in for a large warrant the next day and wanted to know if he could pack his slippers for jail. My all-time favorite, says Kim. Girl called in as she was driving to work in the morning and wanted the police to do something about the sun shining in her eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they can handle.
Yeah.
She ranted on and on about it being so dangerous, and she was completely appalled when I told her we didn't have the power to dim the sun.
That checks out.
I also informed her of the fantastic inventions of sunglasses and sun visors. Thanks for all the years of great laughs in the morning. I love you guys, Kim. Kim, thank you so
much.
That's
craziness.
Yeah. I love that. By the way, how many times have you guys ever called 911? I've called a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one or two.
I called once.
What were they for? Were they for accidents and stuff?
One, a guy was stabbed on my street.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah,
that was, were you the first call?
By you?
No, it wasn't by me. Right. Thank you, though, for asking. Mm-hmm. Great follow-up.
Yeah.
No, I was not the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mine was just for, like, a screaming, yelling homeless person on our street that was, like, running up and down with their arms. I was more concerned for them than mm-hmm. I was, you know.
I also called to see if they thought I should get bangs.
their thoughts on that?
Yeah, they're like, ma'am, you can't, but send us a picture.
That's
How big is your forehead?
I called them after the ending of Sopranos. I was like, you guys got to
This is ridiculous.
It's a terrible ending.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Why did you call 911 in retrospect? Maybe not a great idea. Why don't we start with Philip? He's in Los Angeles. Line 3 up first on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
You tell us.
Talking about 911 calls. What'd you do?
Well, yeah, I had a 911 call. I called the police. I had explosive diarrhea.
Oh.
Okay, and?
And how were they to help you with that?
You expected help how?
Well, I was holding it, and then while I was on the phone, I couldn't. It just blew.
Right.
And you needed their help.
But we're saying, why in that instance would you call them?
And maybe it was definitely a little bit of emergency. I was hoping they could help with the cleanup, you know.
Okay. To get up and get down.
911 is joking, yo. I'm going to say I don't buy any of this.
Is it a toilet baby?
It's possibly a toilet baby. All right. Do we have time for Cooper? Or do we need to take a quick break?
No, we have time.
All right. Cooper, Los Angeles, line 4. Cooper was a 911 dispatcher. Oh. And by the way, we opened the calls up to 911 dispatchers, past or present, as well, in addition to you making the call. Cooper, thank you for dialing in. What's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. How are you guys?
Good. Great. So this all sounds very familiar to you, this list that I read from Lister Kim.
Yeah, you guys are kind of calling it, but it's actually pretty true. A lot of people call for some pretty ridiculous stuff.
Mostly from fast food restaurants? You get a lot of those?
A range of everything. You'd be surprised.
All right. Tell us what you remember.
One thing that comes to mind specifically, I had a toddler call in because of a situation on Dora the Explorer. It wasn't Swiper like you would think, but it was something else that was going on. And then it was just a very actually intellectual conversation with a toddler for a while. I think it was her first time calling 911.
Somebody else is calling 911. It's just ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah. Hey, my house is on fire, but the dispatcher is on talking about Dora the Explorer.
You see, in Dora's backpack, she has things that you wouldn't even know. Someone's like, my leg is cut off.
She was so cute. I couldn't hang up.
I bet that was a fun day on the job. All right. Do you remember anything else that was just super, like, super waste of your time?
Oh, I put a lot of it in the back of my mind and kind of tried to forget about a lot of it.
All right. Fair enough, Coops. Thanks for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock.
All right. Just ahead of Lovely the Band, let's take one phone call. We are talking about you called 911, and maybe it wasn't the best decision of your life. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, what happened? Hi. You called 911. Why?
Well, my niece and I called 911 because we thought someone was breaking into our house, but it was actually our robot vacuum.
Did the vacuum steal anything?
No, it didn't.
Did it go so far that the police showed up and you had to had to explain to them what the misunderstanding was?
Yeah, it did. Actually, my husband discovered after watching the video on our security cameras that it was a vacuum, but I was too invested at that point and didn't know what to say, so they came out.
That's fantastic.
And you just pretended like, oh, someone was here earlier?
Yeah, I just...
So you went through with it.
We don't know what it was.
Just in the hopes they wouldn't find out that it was your vacuum.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a person, not my robot vacuum. Definitely not. Thanks, cops.
Hey, Allie, you're always warning us about those Roombas, man. This is another reason to not get one. They'll rip you off blind, man.
Listen, Tiffany brought up the Roomba and cameras in her house. Tiffany, what are you doing?
Exactly. All right, thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your 911 is a joke calls. Coming up next on K-Rock.
And what's the problem?
I'm too high.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
Weed.
Weed?
Yes.
Okay. To get up or get down. 911 is joking. Yo, going back to your calls, we're going to have we're going to talk to an animal 911 caller in a second, which reminds me of this one.
This is going to sound like a strange
questions. We have a cat, and it's going crazy, and it's attacked my husband, and we're kind of hostage in our house, and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat, or help us.
That's the right move, woman.
They called 911 on their own cat, by the way.
That, to me, that's because cats are dicks.
Cats are awesome, and you ought to be able to handle your own cat. All right.
Says the guy.
Says the guy. Let's go to Jeannie, line two. She's one of Kevin's people. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie. Hi. It just occurred to me I should have given a fake name, but
that's all right. What happened?
Okay, now I'm on the other side. I'm taking the 911 calls for over 30 years.
Oh, okay. So oh, we love you.
Yeah, I won't say what city, but okay. So my head was exploding when you decided to do this because there's too many to name. But somebody called a guy who sounded like he was stoned. It was the middle of the night, maybe 3 a.m. He said he stepped out to have a cigarette between the houses, and there was a giant black widow. And he wanted us to send somebody out to get rid of it because he thought, you know, somebody could possibly get, you know,
killed.
Bitten.
So he saw a spider. He saw a spider outside and called 911.
Yeah, black widow though.
Why got to be black?
Because they're not. Yeah.
So wow.
He called 911. I said the police or fire department. They're not coming out for that. So he said, okay, well then I'm going to call animal control. And I said, I answer that too. They're not.
So, like Jensen pointed out, he was not only wasting your time. The dude was racist too. So that's no good. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Get down. 911 is joking. Yo, I love line four. Give me some Kristen, please. Agoura Hills up next on K Rock.
Morning, Kristen.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
This sounds fun. Go ahead.
So I have a neighbor who I guess gets irritated easily. One day, we live on a busy street. I'll just reference that. One day, we had a lot of sirens going by, and he decided that he was going to call the police and let them know that they needed to turn off their sirens when they were driving by our complex because it was aggravating
him. The sound was bugging him.
I mean, look, if the police can dim the sun, they can certainly do something about those noisy sirens.
Exactly.
I would love to. And by the way, every time you hear a 911 call released to the public, I'm always shocked by how patient they are. I would love to hear the reaction of the person who took that call, wouldn't you? All right, let's try Jared. He's calling us from New Mexico. Are you in New Mexico right now, Jared?
I am.
How about Jeannie that? Does. All right. Well, we appreciate that. What's your 911 story?
Okay. So I hadn't slept really well for a few days. So I went and got some cough medicine.
With codeine?
Instead of, you know how they give you the little cap?
Yeah.
Well, I drank about a third of the bottle.
Is that the cough syrup with codeine or just the regular?
Just the regular.
Okay.
But there's an ingredient in it, and I thought they had taken it out probably 30 years ago. Well, it didn't. So it will make you hallucinate. And so I thought there was a family of Samoans that had taken over my house.
Oh.
And I called 911 to have them removed.
And wait, were you alone in your house at this time?
Yes.
No, the Samoans were there. You wasn't alone?
I want this cough syrup so bad.
Oh, it's just on any store shelf. But so they stormed the house with the guns drawn and everything out. They came out and they were like, dude, what are you on? What's your problem? And I wouldn't tell them anything. They wanted my ID. I wouldn't give it to them.
Oh.
And they knew who I was. So they took me to jail.
Whoa. Took you to jail? You were arrested because they thought you were high or something.
Yeah, they thought I was on shrooms.
I got to tell you, they did the right thing.
So they left all the Samoans in the house while you went to jail?
No. Well, no, they were never there.
Allie's actually on my...
They weren't there.
Allie, I don't know if you weren't listening. They were not there.
Can we close with the greatest 911 call of all time, please?
Yes, please.
Fire Department Operator 75, what's the address, please?
1612-1. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
1612-1 Harris.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my my finger because I'm gonna cut this.
You okay. Fell off what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
There's like yeah, too much information, this man.
You been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple. Hey, you don't gotta bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
oh yeah, okay.
And pick me up and that's it, send me to a memorial hospital.
That's where you wanna go?
Yeah, just let me I got insurance and all that piece of
oh fantastic. they don't think they'll really care though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
Alright, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're gonna throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin, like you're going into shock?
No.
Okay.
But like going to sleep and
all right. Well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All
right,
listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
All right, listen.
Bye-bye. To get up, get down.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Yes, Bean Baxter.
Why don't you tell us what the hell's happening?
Okay, that seemed aggressive.
It did. A little bit more.
That was a big intro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did
you pull it back a bit?
I didn't pull. Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Well, after 16 years without a new one, we're going to get a new Matrix movie, you guys.
Yay!
We're the kids.
We're excited.
Okay,
it's great.
Very weird that no reaction. The Matrix franchise will have a fourth film starring Keanu Reeves and his former Matrix co-star Carrie Ann Moss. You guys, the original trilogy launched with the first blockbuster, The Matrix, back in 1999. Then followed up with slightly lesser sequels, The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions. Collectively, the three films have earned more than $1.6 billion at the global box office.
That's crazy.
By the way, if maybe you're somebody that hasn't seen The Matrix, it's going to be back in theaters. Oh, yeah. It'll be screened in the 135 Dolby Cinema AMC theaters around the country from August 30th to September 5th. That
yes,
is celebrating. Right. It's celebrating its 20th anniversary, so that's exciting.
Why?
Just because it's kind of ramping people back up, super excited about it. It's been, 20 years since that one.
Why?
Well, it's just that's how time works.
Why?
I know a lot of people think it's just a construct, but I think it's real.
Why?
And we're out of it. The 25th James Bond movie officially has
a title.
When
you turn into director.
That sucked.
25th James Bond movie officially has a title. Daniel Craig will reportedly conclude his reign as the iconic spy in No Time to Die.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is Daniel Craig's fifth turn as Bond. It's going to pick up with the famed spy's short-lived exit from active service as he enjoys a tranquil life in Jamaica. And, of course, he's brought back in. He's got to go save people that were kidnapped.
Of course.
And we now know the date.
Do you care?
April 8th, 2020. I do care. If this is going to be my last time seeing Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Which he says every movie, but yes.
Yeah.
At least the last one, maybe two. Yeah. But I think this is it. This is really it for James Bond.
He's got to be one of the two best Bonds ever, right? I think.
Just him and Connery?
Yeah.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
He was right, though.
He was right.
Yeah.
Definitely right. Do you think James, Sean Connery is the best James Bond?
I mean,
I'd have to say yes.
I think so. He made that role so iconic with his interpretation of the character. Mm-hmm. And I think every other Bond actor has walked in the footsteps of Sean Connery.
Okay.
Do I think in 2019 those movies hold up as well? Like the average person, I think, would enjoy any of the Daniel Craig Bond movies so much more than the Sean Connery ones. You know what I mean? I mean, times have changed in the last 50 years.
Yes, agreed.
But I think you got to give the OG the credit, and I think Daniel Craig is right behind him as a fantastic interpretation of that character. Very different from Sean Connery's, but equally compelling.
I will tell you this: obviously, the Daniel Craig movies very snazzy, shot beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different time.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
To see Sean Connery having a conversation with a woman, and then a man come up to talk to him, and he smacks her on the butt and goes, "Go away, adults are talking." Like, that's phenomenal.
It doesn't play as well in today's.
It doesn't play as well now.
No.
But I'm going to tell you.
A little rough now.
Yeah. What was the one I watched? Goldfinger? Goldschlager?
Yeah.
Goldschlager, yeah.
Goldfinger. Mm-hmm. That one was funny as heck.
You call it funny. I call it the good old days.
You are such a cuck. Is that right?
That one worked.
Wow. Oh, yes. Sort of. Excellent. Guys, this is upsetting, and I'm sorry if I'm the one breaking it to you, but Larry King and Sean King are calling it quits after almost 22 years of marriage.
How could they not make it work? Yeah.
Larry King has filed for divorce from his seventh wife.
Oh, eight's going to be the lucky one.
Well, no,
he can do it.
He's been married eight times, but just twice to the same woman.
The eighth divorce is going to be the lucky one.
Okay. You never know. Mm. But King cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. They have been separated before. They previously filed for divorce in 2010, eventually reconciled. But, I mean, if an 85-year-old man can't make it work...
Rejected!
After being married eight times, again, twice to the same woman, I don't know if there's any hope for love.
I was surprised that they stayed together as long as they did, first of all, and that their kids are in their 20s now.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old named Chance and a 19-year-old named Cannon.
Yeah. I think Larry may need to stop getting married.
Couldn't they have just waited out a few more months?
Get back together again?
No, I just mean like...
Oh, I think he's
dead. Oh, he's going to die. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
That's,
come on.
That's
wow.
I mean, they made it that far. It's like you're right at the finish line.
All you have to do is lean.
Like, she needs to stick around for her reward, is what
I
you're
know.
Saying.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know. Larry King at one time was very, very wealthy. I don't know if he is anymore, because how much alimony must he be paying?
Yeah. And he's got that bagel shop on Beverly.
Yeah, but I'll tell you about that bagel shop on Beverly.
You don't like it?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bean, back me up on this. Okay. One of the greatest things that I have ever shared with people is that instead of your iced coffee getting watered down by ice cubes, make the ice cubes out of coffee. Therefore, you always have fresh and wonderful iced coffee. His place does that.
Hmm.
You're amazing.
Thank you. No, thank you, sir.
That's a pretty strong recommendation.
I'm telling you.
Why to go there.
Absolutely.
Well, he's going to
need
the dough.
You're amazing.
So, go support him. He's going to need the dough.
Yes.
Go support him. That was also a pun because of the dough.
Because of bagels.
Bagel.
Made of dough.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Carrie Ann Moss. We were just talking about The Matrix. System of a Down's frontman, Serge Tankian. Alicia Witt, currently on this most recent season of Orange is the New Black, or as I like to say, in my top five of Hallmark Christmas movie heroines.
Sure.
Sure.
Bo Burnham and Casey Musgraves.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Do we have time for another 911 call? I just found another one we didn't play. We were talking about dumb reasons people call 911 earlier.
What's the emergency? Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot, and my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Just, are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up even if it's electrical.
I've tried it. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So, is that okay now?
Yes, I got the door open.
Oh, Okay. All right. I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, get up, get down. 911
is joking, yo. You guys.
I mean, there's a handle on the door on the inside.
That's pretty strong.
How much time, though, transpired before she decided to call 911? She had tried everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think you try to avoid calling 911 at all.
Yes.
So maybe 45 minutes.
She had not tried the handle for 45 minutes.
And windows are up. She's burning up, sweating her ass off, going, how I'm going to die in this car.
Okay, that worked. And then there was such an uncomfortable
pause.
Also
her embarrassment. You can, like, hear the embarrassment.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, 941, time for one final look at what's happening. Here's Miss Allie McKay.
Well, if you were on Instagram at all yesterday, you saw people on your feed reposting the same thing over and over.
I appreciated the help, man. It was information to get. Yeah, I mean, it's important that you share those warnings to help fellow Instagram users.
Don't forget, tomorrow starts the new Instagram rule where they can use your photos. Don't forget the deadline's today. It can be used in court cases and litigation against you. Everything you've ever posted becomes public from today. Then, like, 20 more paragraphs, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Channel 13 News talked about the change. What are you even doing? So then people would write in their comment, "For the record, Instagram, this is not okay. I'm posting this, so take me off your list." Like, what? People like Julia Roberts, Deborah Messing,
really? No.
Usher,
smart people,
Pink, Judd Apatow,
no.
People on my feed who shall remain nameless.
Ooh, but I you're about wound to shame up, some of your own
name
friends.
Name one.
Sarah Shahi.
Okay.
I literally wound up posting on my stories to all my sweet friends that are posting this. Then I posted the notice. Then the next one was, "Congratulations, you've turned into your parents." And just a man shaking his head. Our own Jensen Karp had this tweet. "I will never forget the celebrities who posted that stupid Instagram warning today."
I feel like the rest of my life I'm going to carry around all the names.
Well, don't worry, because it's going to come up in another year.
Yeah.
Because it has come up every year since about 2015 when someone started this hoax on Facebook. And then it became a hoax on, like, LinkedIn. Like, all these people would just change the wording and it became a thing. I hate to break it to you guys. They own your pictures anyway. Mm-hmm. They are public. You signed away your rights to those pictures the day you logged on.
Mm-hmm.
You sweet, sweet spirits.
And just putting in your comments that you no longer want that to happen holds no weight.
No.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Although I did have to laugh. One of my favorite follows on Twitter, Yashar, wrote, "I am terrified that I'm going to see my lawyer repost this." Like, that would be the worst. Mm. Oh, you guys, I can't.
I mean, I guess people, they're in a hurry. They just see it and they go, "Oh, that sounds bad. I should share that with people." And they don't really think about it or pay attention to the details. I don't think they have ill intentions.
I assume that as well.
My mom, Haroldine, did join the fray and texted me and went, "That Instagram thing's not real, right?" And I wrote, "No." And she said, "Okay."
Good for her. That's progress.
She's starting to put it together.
Yeah.
Get a second source. That's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's got time for that, though, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. You guys, I'm real nervous for Phish concert goers. The plague, or as some people know it, the Black Death, decimated the European population in medieval times, and it has returned to ruin Phish concert goers' camping plans. The band announced that camping and vending will be canceled for their Labor Day weekend performance at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce, Colorado. Sure.
This is where we did the animal story about the fireworks being canceled because of the plague.
Because
Remember?
Of plague-infected colonies of prairie dogs.
Right.
They are still there, plaguing it up.
A very popular Phish song is "Down with Disease," by the way. It sounds
Who
like
stands
they should
around their house hitting themselves with Phish?
Sounds like they should be there. They should be playing that.
But then they changed it to "Down with Disease" after, like, that Me Too thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. F-I-L-E.
It wasn't great. I'll take it back now. Can
Too early.
Do that?
Too soon.
You can take it back now and then.
Okay.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F***
kippies.
So is the whole state of Colorado now out of business? What's going on?
I mean, I don't know what's happening. But yeah, parking in that area is restricted to asphalt lots. They're going to have shuttle services. They want nobody near that area because these prairie dogs have plague. Mm. You guys. That's insane.
If people can't camp.
For a fish show.
They're not going
shows,
to fish.
Do you think they're just driving in that day? No, they're following them all over the country.
Play someplace where there's no plague.
Right?
I hope Dr. Drew doesn't hear about this. he's already apoplectic about all the things that are going to take
humanity
down.
He is on a ledge.
Yeah,
that's true.
He is, very much so.
It's just bad. It's just bad. We talked earlier about Dancing with the Stars season 28 lineup. Everyone from James Vanderbeek to Kel Mitchell, Christy Brinkley, Ray Lewis, Lamar Odom. A lot of people talking about one person in particular, disgraced White House press secretary Sean Spicer.
I don't think a lot of people want to spend time with Sean after what he put us through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who really doesn't? The host, Tom Bergeron.
No.
He tweeted this an hour ago, a statement, and he wrote some thoughts about today. A few months ago, during a launch with Dancing with the Stars' new executive producer, I offered suggestions for season 28. Chief among them was my hope that Dancing with the Stars and its return following an unprecedented year-long hiatus would be a joyful respite from our exhausting political climate, free of inevitably divisive bookings from any party affiliations.
Amen.
I left that lunch convinced we were in agreement.
But then Mike Pence wanted to do the show.
Subsequently, and rather obviously, a decision was made to, as we often say in Hollywood, go in a different direction. He then goes on to say, listen, it's their prerogative as the producers, as the network, whatever they want to do. But he's letting it be known. Yeah, I didn't want this either. I think it's a bad idea. And I think he's right. You don't want anyone. You don't want Hillary Clinton there. You don't want Sean Spicer there. You don't want any political divisiveness
I think that's
on a Dancing
true.
With the Damn Stars.
Tom Bergeron of FU money?
I think so.
I think so, but I think they'd be crazy to let him go because of
this.
Yeah,
They'd be
nuts.
Yeah.
Look, the network would probably have preferred he not make this statement, but it is not an unreasonable opinion to have, and I'm sure it resonates with a lot of people, and at least makes it look like the show is aware that not everybody's going to be on board with Sean.
Right.
Probably Dancing with the Stars is with him. Instead of the publicity, I assume.
And he's going to make some joke about, like...
Conspiracy Kevin.
Lies and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, the crowd size here.
I don't think so. I think Tom's going to play it straight.
Tom. I'm saying Sean Spicer's going to make a joke.
Oh, gotcha. You think he will?
Yes. About crowd size or something along those lines.
Do you think he dances with a podium?
That's
very likely. That would be incredible.
Very likely.
Right?
Or he has a bunch of dancing Trumps behind him with the hair.
Oh, golly. Or Melissa McCarthy just shows up and
she
shakes
up,
her head.
Right?
In the audience, they pan to her
that
and she's just shaking her head
spitting.
No. I think it's all crazy. But most of which is Dancing with the Stars season 28, you guys.
Yeah. There's certainly something to be said for shows that just take you out of your reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Holy Moly. Perfect example of, oh my God, thank God this is something I don't have to think about anything going on except whether that guy's going to get knocked in the water or not.
I'll tell you this. Holy Moly needs more windmill. It's
agreed.
Only once a show, and I feel like we need it more.
Yeah,
so if holy moly people are listening, I live for it. When they get knocked into those tulips, nothing brings me joy like
second
that.
Time, hilarious. Third time,
yes.
Kills me.
And Rob Riggle, who I don't know the gentleman's name next to him, who's supposed to be the straight man.
The other guy.
He is saying some of the funniest stuff now. Like, he's really doing some great stuff. Holy moly. Let's give him some Emmys.
Joe Tessitore.
That gentleman. Absolutely. Guys, Baywatch may have ended more than 18 years ago, but for fans who dreamed of romancing Pamela Anderson in her famous red swimsuit, there's hope. Because she recently admitted that the iconic one piece still fits, and she even slips into it and surprises lovers in the intimacy of her own home.
Pam Anderson?
She said she likes to jump in the shower with the baby bathing suit on, then jump on them wherever they are in the house, soaking wet. What are you doing, Pam Anderson?
And why are you not charging for it?
Why are you turning all my sons horny?
That was just live.
It's just, I mean, good for you, right?
Sure.
She's like, this is what I'm known for. You probably dug it.
Giddy up.
You're in the kitchen cooking something for dinner. She comes out just dripping wet in the red bathing suit.
Call me fabulous.
I mean, I'm turned on.
It does make you almost forget the Hep C.
Wow! Or the Julian Assange.
Wow!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, baby.
Oh, baby.
You feel amazing. Oh, I love you.
Yeah. Right?
Bean Baxter.
Wow, bean at krock.com.
Wow!
For another what? 3 days.
Yeah, this guy's...
Like we weren't all thinking it.
He's just burning it to the ground.
On his way out.
Yep.
Man.
Short
it was
timer.
True!
Happy birthday, Casey Musgraves, Bo Burnham, Carrie Ann Moss, Hayden Panettiere, Alicia Witt, and from System of a Down, Serge Tankian.
The man who brought the love of Jesus to a K-Rock Acoustic Christmas concert. I mean, happy holidays, everybody. Am I right?
Absolutely. And at the end, he's like, what would Jesus do? And he launched into it again.
That was the best.
It's beautiful.
No, what he said Jesus would do is...
You.
Again, a Christmas concert.
Yeah. That was my favorite moment.
That might have been Shavo, though. That might have been Shavo.
When they were
that.
Chanting that, I was like, this is happening, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, that was Kevin's
dream show. I will remember this for the rest of my life.
That's what's happening.
Muggs, what do you got for us?
Today, I will be at the Irvine Spectrum Hot Topic, stop number 5, with more tickets, giving away the brand new K-Rock sticker. Of course, I'll have Smashing Pumpkins, tickets to the Self-Help Festival to see A Day to Remember, more Hot Topic gift cards, and I'm going to have a really delicious lunch.
Oh, oh. Good
yeah, he's
God.
Been talking about this lunch all day.
All morning.
Wahoos!
Yeah. The only reason he goes.
And we should also mention, by the way, the reason you're doing it is because of the new Billie Eilish K-Rock limited edition sticker at all SoCal Hot Topic locations, including the Irvine Spectrum where you'll be today. But you can pick it up
whatever.
Anywhere. And then upload a selfie with your sticker and perhaps win a show for you and your friends with Billie Eilish and a 2019 Honda Fit. Have fun, Muggs.
Wahoos is all I care about.
Oh, my God.
On your drive home today, listen to the Stryker and Klein commercial Free for All. It's a random help of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful on the
dealer's office.
That was much later than
that. Really? That was something, that whole thing.
Another one.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Get up on this with Jensen. Uh-huh. Dr. Drew joins us. Cheers with Muggs.